Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of C-Royal. Remember one thing, C-Royal, we kind of planted in your head that you are a people, and the Bible call you C-Royal. And once we line up with the Bible and start understanding that who we not and who we is, you will see a change because the Almighty going to intervene. Once you recognize, matter of fact, Brother Micaiah, giving that Thomas 3, had it sent to the side, remind me of that Thomas 3 after we come out of this, of what we on right now, that Thomas chapter 3. So what we saying, see, Ray, you got to come back to this Bible, Torah instruction of this Bible, and you got... So many intellects have said that old book is done away with. But understand one thing in 11 verse 3 tell you of Psalms, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And righteous means those that can follow the order of the Bible. All right, we'll scroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part 79. And on the international side, all the slots is filled. So that's 195 international countries that have a representative in for tape number 79. Now, what's flashing for the total in the room, it is a blank spot on it. We don't know. But one thing we have been told, that this ministry that was close to 200,000 before the block came, it undoubled. We're clear about that because we have a couple big dignitaries have informed their members about this ministry called the Voices of the True Israelites. So the WCC, World Council of Churches, and the Latter-day Saints got one goal, is to catch the six anointed camps in something that they be able to discredit this ministry for. Because the conversation is now, out of both big dignitaries, we teaching the Romans, the book of Romans, wrong. And you got too much influence on all around the world. So our eyes is on you. All right, good enough. So we're going to find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about this broadcast. And then we'll see what we can get going on with the young lions that's going to be talking about Thomas chapter 3 and rehearsing the righteous act in Thomas chapter 3. Matter of fact, that's a pretty good statement, rehearsing the righteous act. That's a pretty good statement right there. Matter of fact, that's in the book of Judges chapter 5, and that's what we have to do. We're going to have to... That's pretty good. I'm good for a piece of zeal every now and then. In the book of Judges, I'm just going to make a note of it, because we want to get back to some Judges chapter 5, verse 11 shortly. So I'll tell you what, we'll bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about this broadcast, and then we'll be focusing in on make a note that young lion, make a note of that Judges chapter 5, verse 11. And then Thomas chapter 3, and we will be talking about that afterwards, after we bring our elder in, to let you know who bring this broadcast on tape number 79. All right, so we will meet the elder with a loud voice, you say. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh BJSC Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, the sea, bro. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder, Mr. Tibbs. Well, one thing we do know, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. It ain't but one thing for the six anointed camps to do is organize, but according like Mother D of Israel said in the bottom part of the Sabbath day, but organize according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Write that verse down too for me there, young lion, 1, verse 10. It ain't going to work unless you understand what Corinthians saying, 1, verse 10. So you got three good hits to put on the table when we bring you up there, young lion. Brother Micaiah, one of the lead teachers coming out of Camp 1, up and coming. He on his way. He on the right track. And that's a good thing. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, take your time. You can go and address this national audience while we look at a couple of these memos. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me once again into tonight's broadcast. We have a lot of brothers and sisters that are attending this broadcast, and they want to hear the word of Yahweh. Some come to hear, and some don't do anything with what they hear. I guess what I mean by that, they take the word another way. And once they misunderstand that word, they want to explain it the wrong way to somebody else, leading somebody else into their deception. They must have forgot what in the book of Matthew it said, chapter 7, verse number 13. Enter ye at the gate, as straight at the gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go thereat. It's too much leeway, left and right, or forward and back, to go into deception. When you do that, it's time to repent. And you have to repent the right way. You can ask for forgiveness against man. Let's see what it tells you about that in the book of Matthew again, chapter 12, verse 32. And it says, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speak against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, or the world to come. And a lot of people that speak this way, they really don't think about that until the last moment. Then you hear their moan and groans. Now they want to believe in the word and everything there about it. They need guidance. And this is why we reach our hand out, to help guide people like this through these dark times of confusion, Christianity, and bad teaching. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast to get the word that comes to you live, learning how to connect the books, your help, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you have found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part is Sabbath is Friday. We have a class that starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter tribe, that's tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, you'll see a big lion. And under that lion, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet home, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. This time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, on the search line. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L. At gmail.com, also for biblical subjects on related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch that entire show at 9:15 p.m. Of course, except Fridays. That program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group. African American, just look once again for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And you'll find if Paltalk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Paltalk. Yahuwah be with you all. But when you're given the scriptures to speak by this ear, remember to be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flows smoothly, as I said before, remembering what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." So, this is one of the things that we do. We don't try to win that bump the gums contest. It makes you miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. As the seer said earlier during the earlier portion of the program, We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. And that righteous act, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Seer, that was a backup verse that was mentioned that. I'll give it to you in just a moment. I think we had a backup verse on that righteous act also. I'll pass the program back over to you and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah is all about backups and proving the word of Yahuwah with no problem. That's excellent on your part. So we're going to drop them three verses that we did talk about before we even get us. Matter of fact, we're just bringing the young lion and he just introduce himself to this national audience. Then we're going to take a look at them three verses. Then we're going to get us some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, because that was something that popped in my mind. And like I said again, my mind ain't going to be running too much longer than your mind. Because the whole thing.
So, I got it for you. It's First Samuel. I got it for you. It's First Samuel chapter 12, verse 7, where righteous act is mentioned once again with dignified importance.
12, verse 7. Okay, all right.
Samuel, 12, verse 7.
12, verse 7. Okay, let me make a note of that. First Samuel 12, verse number 7. All right, good enough. Just let me bring in the young lion from the tribe of Yadav, Camp 1. And when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yadav, Judah. Yahuwah be to thee, see royal.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. See royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Micaiah. So we want to, before we give some Luke 12, I'd like to hear them three verses we talked about because we don't know where we're going, but every now and then I got a little zeal going for myself. So the three verses we just talked about, kind of, let's throw them on the table before we get up some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's knock them verses out. Especially that Thomas, the book Thomas, verse 3. Take your time there, young lion. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Going to the book of Thomas, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahuwah the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you. And it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
All that part. Look what he said. Now, when you become to know yourself, He said, until you know yourself, he said, the one that leads you got to teach you to know yourself. So that's an indictment on the leaders. The leaders got to teach you who you are, but the leaders have a tendency to call you other things than what the Bible calling you. We'll get at that a little bit later. Give me two more. What else you working with there, Brother Micaiah?
We got the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11.
Okay.
The book of Judges, chapter. Huh?
Yeah, what that say? What that say, Brother Micaiah, young lion? What do Judges, chapter 5, 11 say? What do that say?
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawing water. There shall they rehearse the righteous act of Yahuwah, even the righteous act toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. then shall the people of Yahuwah go down to the gate.
Mm-hmm. And then it going down. He said, but you got to first, the only way you going to be delivered, you going to have to rehearse the righteous act. That means you got to find out what is the righteous act, and you got to have a rehearsal. You know, that's why we tell you in the broadcast, the foxtail hair went up. The foxtail hair been lit. The curtain hair went up. And that's what we get ready to do now, rehearse the righteous act to you. And if you receive the righteous act, you will be delivered to go down to the gate. Now, you had another verse there, young lion. What's the third verse you had?
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
Okay.
Verse 10 reads, now I beseech you, brother, by the name of Yahuwah the Son, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we got to do. He said, now, no division. You got to be in the same mind, in the same judgment. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Micaiah, let's see if we get something going on. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Come up.
In the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
See, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Now, precept that to us, 17, verse 5 of Jeremiah. Now, let's see what Jeremiah 17, verse 5 say there, Brother Micaiah. Remember, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Jeremiah 17, 5, what does it say?
Book of Jeremiah. Chapter 17, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, thus says Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his own, and whose mind departs from Yahuwah.
He said, you upon a curse when you trust in man. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 5. He said, otherwise, if you let man continue to lead you with his own way of showing you the righteous way with no book open. And a lot of them jumped in the book and got the book all twisted and got everybody out of order. And that's why the people of the book is out of order. So once you is taught the righteous way, watch the difference. Once you're on one accord, one mind, according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. What you reading there, Brother Micaiah? What you reading?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, my son, forget not my Torah instructions, but let your mind keep my Torah instructions. Verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your mind. Verse 4, so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahuwah and man. Verse 5, trust in Yahuwah with all your mind and lean not unto your own understanding.
Mm-hmm. You said write it on the table of your what again there, Brother McCall? What verse was that? Write it on the table of your what?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 3 reads, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your mind.
So write them on the table of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's investigate that. Let's do a little precept and investigate. Write them on the tables of your mind. Let's run to the book of... let's run to the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. And we'll look right down at verse 1 and half of verse 2, then let's get down to verse 7. Listen what he says, and take your time with it, because we're going to kind of pull out something. And we'll put all the dramatics there. You just kind of give me just straight good reading, and I'm going to put the dramatics in, because it's a point to bring out. So in the 11th chapter, verse 1, and a couple verses in verse 2, then read verse 7, I think we're going to try to do a little teaching there. Matter of fact, a little high voice teaching. See what we can get going on there, Brother Micaiah. You on the clock, come on.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 1, couple lines of verse 2, and verse 7. Verse 1 reads, I say then, have Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid, for I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse 2. Yahweh have not cast away his people, which he foreknew.
Right.
Verse 7.
So he says, now Paul saying that the Almighty have not cast away his people, the one that he foreknew. So he knew a people, and he said that you not cast away, but these peoples is carrying not the name Paul talking about. See, Paul is talking about a name. Paul says, I also am a Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. That's what he says. And he also says, the Almighty have not cast away his people that he foreknew. And that's big talk right there. Now, before you read verse 7, there, Brother Micaiah, he says, a people that he foreknew. Now, what people that can we read that he foreknew? That means he knew a people. Huh? But something happened to these people. Let's go to Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, and verse 7. Let's see what people he's talking about that he said, I have not cast away this people which I foreknew. Let's see if we find out what he's talking about in Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3, and verse 7. Take your time there, Brother Micaiah, because you own something. Come on.
The book of Amos. Verse 1, 2, 3, and verse 7. Verse 1 reads, hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, polluted word, Mezarim, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Verse 7, surely Yahweh would do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
Mm-hmm. What we find out that he foreknew a people. He said, I foreknew a people. Now let's back up to Romans chapter 8 there. Brother Micaiah, and let's see if we start tying this in, because you own something on this people, and once we able to line it up, we want to bring back in that Thomas chapter 3, and we want to bring back in that Romans chapter 7, 11 verse 7 shortly. But he said he foreknew our people. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, let's pick it up at verse number 17. Let's read till we get a little point. We're trying to paint this picture. We're trying to tie it all in by painting the picture in Romans chapter 8 and pick it around by verse 17. And we'll read till we get our point. Come on.
Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, and if children, then heirs of Yahweh, and joint heirs with Yahshua the Son. So be that we suffer with him, that we may be also honored together. Verse 18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the honor which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19, for the earnest expectations of the creatures waited for the manifestation of the sons of Yahuwah. Verse 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the honorable liberty, freedom of the children of Yahuwah.
You say if this creature gonna be, you say he will be delivered. So he will be delivered from the bondage that he in. So he, so this creature he's talking about, one day he will be delivered. Now we gotta find out on a will be. So it's a people that need to be delivered from a bondage. That what he's saying. A people that need to be delivered from a bondage. That's big talk. We're going to spread all out, and then we're going to start tying it in. People need to be delivered from a bondage. Now, come on back to the 11th chapter, verse 7. Let's talk about this creature. He's talking about it got to be delivered. Let's see what the prophecy of about this creature that got to be delivered in 11, verse number 7.
Okay, the book of Romans.
Mm-hmm.
11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blind.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 8, according as it is written, Yahuwah hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Verse 9.
Well, wait a minute now. That's big talk. So he says, he's talking about a people, according to verse 7. Who's he talking about that we can read? Read verse 7 again and emphasize who he's talking about, that we're talking in the book of Romans. And you know, the big dignitary says, well, you know, Seer, Israel, of C. Royal, you're not teaching Romans right. I said, well, why do you think I'm not teaching Romans right? It's because Romans is talking about the other nations coming in to the Jewish peoples that's in the land since 1948. I said, that's what you get out of that, huh? We're going to find out something by reading verse number 7 again. Let's read it from verse 7. Remember, we on the right side of the book, reading the book of Romans. You know what you say, that the seer is reading it wrong, and he'll jump in that and throw about 20 good licks on it and go somewhere else by the time you be still trying to figure out where he's coming from, which we'll tell you why shortly. But we're going back to Romans chapter 11, verse 7 one more time. What does it say?
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained, and the rest were blinded.
Israel haven't obtained, but the rest was blinded. Now, let's read verse 8. Listen good in verse 8.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, according as it is written, Yahuwah have given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not hear unto this day.
So when you're reading the book of Romans, it seems like to me, Paul is talking about what the Almighty have done to Israel, have gave Israel a spirit of slumber. He's talking about they haven't attained, but the rest of it is blind. So we got a whole lot on the table to work with. Let's see if we work with it by going and find out what is you talking about. He says, what then? What then? Have they not seen what they attained? The election have attained it, and the rest are blind. Find out what he's talking about, and just read the way you see it, because we're going somewhere, and the Bible can interpret the Bible. Let's back up and see what he, because he made a statement in verse 8, as it is written. So what Paul is quoting is something that is written. That's what Paul is quoting. Something he's quoting is written, and we're going to find out what's written. Let's run back to Isaiah 42, verse 1, 6 and 7, 19 and 20. Well, 19 down to verse 25. Matter of fact, Elder Mr. Till picked it up at 19 down to verse 25. When we get there, we'll get Isaiah 42, verse 1, 6, 7, and verse number 19. What's it, 6, 7? And Brother Kite won't let the elder pick it up at 19 down to verse 25. So Isaiah 42, verse 1, 6, and 7. What does it say that we can read? 1, 42, verse 1, 6, and 7. Brother Micaiah, you bring it.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1, verse 6, and verse 7. Verse 1 reads, uphold my elect, in whom my soul, person, delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Verse 6. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will keep you, and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Verse 7. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
Mm-hmm. So he said, you will be a light. You will be a light to do what again? In verse number 7 again. Now, he says, to be a light to the Gentiles. That's what he said. And he said, your job is to be, because you got a lot of them got what's called, they got, which called ministry. They got jail ministry that goes to the jail houses, and they do a whole lot of talking to the people that look just like them.
Mm-hmm.
They do a whole lot. But for that point, go to Jeremiah 23. There, Brother Micaiah. So you got a lot of them, you know. Well, you know, I got a prison ministry, and I've been doing this prison ministry for the last 25 years. And 25 to 30 years I've been doing a prison ministry. But Jeremiah said something pertaining to that, Brother Micaiah. What it said we can read in Jeremiah 23, and we're going to talk about the preachers, the deacons, the pastors, you know, we're going to talk about them right now. And pick up verse 20. Listen real good at verse 23, verse 20. And we're going to read a little bit down to verse 24. Take your time and let's see if we talk about these in scripture about the pastors, you know, and the teachers and the bishops. We're going to take a look in Jeremiah chapter 23, 29 to verse 24. What does it say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, picking up from down 20 to 24. Jeremiah 23, verses 20 to 24. verse 20 reads, the anger of Yahuwah should not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his mind. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfect. Verse 21, I have not sent these pastors, these deacons, these bishops, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. Verse 22, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Verse 23, am I a Yahuwah at hand, says Yahuwah, and not a Yahuwah afar off? Verse 24, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says Yahuwah? Do not I feel heaven and earth, says Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. And that's good. So he's saying, if I would have sent, just make it a little plain, what he says in verse 22, real capital L, Brother Micaiah, and give me a little more audio, because you on something, Brother Micaiah, young line, you on something. We just want to tie it all in. 23, Jeremiah verse 22, look, what did he say again?
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 22. 22 reads, they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing.
Mm-hmm. He said, if they stood in my counsel, then my peoples would have been turned from their evil way, my people. So you see what he's saying? So he going personal with Jeremiah. He's telling Jeremiah, if my peoples, keep that in your mind, and I'm gonna bring one of the mothers in. She came on the stage, so have me that Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Had it just be patented real good after we come back to the elder. We're going to find the elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him in and pick it back up on what he said in that verse number 19, because we own something in Isaiah 42. So we own something in Isaiah 42. But we talk some good talk, and we laying some nice foundation down about these Gentiles, and he says, before you read verse 19, what about these Gentiles? He said again, Mr. Tiff, what he says in verse number 7 again, before we skip down, what it says in verse number 7. Elder Mr. Tiff, 42 verse 7 says what?
Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah chapter 42, verse number 7. 7 says, open the blind eyes to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in the darkness out of prison house.
Mm-hmm. To open, he said, to open up the blind eyes, to bring out of the prison, from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison jail, the prison houses, the jails. Okay? Good. Now we on something. I'll tell you, pick it up at verse 19. Pick it up at verse 17 down to verse 25 there, and put a little more audio in that voice because we on something. So now he says there was already prophecy, and so this is what Paul was pulling about people that in darkness, and we in the book of Romans. We're talking in the book of Romans, and this book right here, so far, Paul was pulling a scripture from Isaiah 42, but it's talking to a specific people. So be careful. Verse 17 out of verse 25. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 42, reading from verse 17 to verse 25. 17 says, "They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molded images, ye are our gods. 18, hear ye deaf and look, ye blind, that ye may see. 19, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind that he that is perfect, and blind as the Yahuwah's servant? 20.
Hold that part.
Seeing men,
hold that part, Errol. Come back and read that 17 verse again. Read
17 says, they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that they say to the molded images, ye are our gods, Yahuwah's.
Mm-hmm. You. So they trust in these molding images, and they say these molding images are Yahuwah, but them false Yahuwah. That's what they trust in. So they trust in, because wherever you see the word, whether it's large, small, anytime you see the word G-O-D-L-O-R-D was large, small, capital. In the original Semitic text, whenever you see the word Lord, God, small or big, in the original text it read Y-H-W-H. And all you got to do is ask your telephone. Say, hello telephone, what is God's true name? It'll come back, Y-H-W-H. So that's what they were saying in Isaiah. So he said, you trust in false Yahuwah. And it cannot help it. Now he's start cranking it up in verse 18. What did he say in verse 18?
18 says, hear ye deaf and look ye blind, that ye may see.
Hold that point. He said, hear you deaf. He said, hear you deaf. That's what he said. Hear you deaf and look ye blind that you may see. So he's talking about the deaf. But hold that point. I got to pull a rabbit out of it. Brother Micaiah. Let's go back up and find out what this deaf got to hear. What the deaf got to hear? So deaf got to hear something. Let's see what the deaf got to hear in 29, verse 18 of the book of Isaiah. Tell me out there, young lion, what does the deaf got to hear in the 29th chapter, verse 18 of Isaiah? What's the deaf got to hear?
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, picking up at verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of and out of darkness.
So the deaf got to hear the book. So he said, look you deaf and hear you blind. So the deaf and the blind need some Bible. That's what he's saying. So there you go right there. That's the precept. So the deaf and the blind, you tell them you need to be in a Bible ministry. That's what he's saying. Deaf and blind, you got to get into a Bible ministry. That's what he's saying so far. Now, what he's saying in verse 19 now, Elder?
Isaiah 42, verse number 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind that he is perfect and blind as the Yahuwah's servant?
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. Now he's saying, who is any blinder than Yahuwah's servant? You mean Yahuwah got some servants? He says, the most blindest people on the planet is Yahweh's servants. That's what he just say. Brother Micaiah, let's run to the 25th chapter of Leviticus and find out who is Yahweh's servants. He said, you know who most blindest people on the planet Earth is? He just says, Yahweh's servants. That's what he just say. What is he talking about that we can read in 25:55 of the book of Leviticus? Help me out there, Brother Micaiah. What are you talking about? Come on.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 55. Verse 55 reads, for unto me, the family of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. Polluted word, Nazarene. I am Yahweh. You're Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So again, he put on a name, and he started keep on using a name called Israel. So the Bible servants is the peoples of Israel. You see all the other names you got on the peoples of Israel, and you can go into a whole sermon, and you never hear it, but you hear the book is being read, like I heard a brother read today, a book called the New King James Bible. The New King James Bible. So, I understand propaganda is at its best. But if you will hear my words, what he said, then you should have been turned some people from their wicked ways. Because he said, most blindest people on the planet is my servant. And we just found his servant is Israel. Is you catching it? Let's get a precept on that by going to 41st chapter there, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Isaiah 41, and we're going to get a precept on that. We're going to pick up verse 8 down to verse 10. Isaiah 41, 8 through 10. Brother Micaiah, Israel, you're back on the clock for some more. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41. Verses 8 down to 10. Verse 8 reads, but you, Israel, are my servant, Israel whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9, though whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called you from the chief man thereof and said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away. Verse 10, fear you not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
That's big talk with them. See, that's the kind of talk that I want to hear some Bible. See, I want to hear some Bible, not propaganda. Because the reason why the children of Israel and the condition they're in now, all they hear is propaganda. They're not hearing no Bible. They're hearing the Bible, and they got pamphlets reading. They got to have a pamphlet to go with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
To go with the Bible now. A boxes of pamphlets to go with the Bible. The Bible told you plainly, Brother Micaiah, in 34 verse number in Isaiah 34, verse number 16, what do you tell Isaiah? Because see, one thing about me, I'm a great note taker, and when I see things as I got a photograph copy of remembrance, and I take notes on it. So now I watched the brother pull out a box of books to go along. And they reading out of the pamphlet, a sermon is coming out of the pamphlet, and it explains what the Bible is saying. Bible don't need no explaining. The Bible says in 34, verse number 16, what do the Bible tell us to do? Out of the mouth of Isaiah the seer. 34, verse 16, what it say?
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 34, verse 16 reads, get you out of the book of Yahuwah and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
Mm-hmm. It tell you, seek out the book of Yahuwah and read. That's the Bible. You don't need no mate to this book. And then you wonder why you short of money to run the ministry. First of all, you buying a box of books and listen to the sermon of people that he didn't get a book to. So when you go and buy a big box of books that got the sermon already in it, and you reading out of the sermon book, and the other reading out of the Bible, and that explains what the Bible's saying, you paying to them, and you paying into their folly. This book don't need no mate to it. You just got to know how to precept this Bible. You got to precept this Bible. You don't have to go buy a box of sermon books and pass out sermon books. So that's what money that could be kept in for whatever you plan on doing in your ministry instead of buying a box of books. And all of the establishment churches have it. They have a box of books to go along with the Bible. What you reading that book for? And you got all this big Bible that say you don't have to have no mate to it. That's money lost right there. Revelation 1, verse 3, Brother Micaiah, you read it. Revelation 1, verse 3.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Yeah, blessed if you read what? Back up to 34:16 again. Blessed if you read what? 34:16 of
Isaiah. Chapter 34:16. Verse 16 reads, seek you out of the book of Yahuwah and read.
Hold on, Brother Micaiah. Seek out the book of Yahuwah and read. You don't have to go and order a sermon, box of a sermon to pass on when you got all this Bible. You don't have to do that. So I observe that today that a box of books was passed out. You don't have to do that. One bill you don't have to do. And all you got to do now, spiritually, start open your eyes up, and you will start seeing these things. That if you go into a establishment of worship, if you got your Bible already, you don't have to go buy a sermon and pass out the sermon books. And you, the teacher, you read out a sermon book, asking them questions. That makes you a parakeet. All you doing is parakeeting what this book saying in the answer to it. So you will check down on the Bible answer by parakeeting through the sermon book, picking up a sermon along the way. No. See, we got to correct that, the pieces of the book. You have to say, wait a minute, I'm going to give you your tithe, your free will offerings, and your donation. But you ain't got to go into no outside of this book to get the answer that's in the book. Why don't you find the answer in this book, not in a sermon book? Because you know who wrote the sermon book? The peoples of the 17 nations. We can be specific, the white man and the white woman. That's who wrote them books and came to kill you. But he made it plain to you, see, right? He made it plain to you in 149:19-20 of the book of Psalms. What did he say, Brother Micaiah? What did he tell David to put in writing in 119 verse 19 and 20. 147, 19 and 20. 147, 19 and 20. Listen good.
Okay. 147.
Verse 19 and 20 of Psalms.
The book of Psalms. Chapter 147, verse 19 and 20. 19 reads, He showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his Torah instructions unto Israel. Verse 20, He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his Torah instructions, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
The other nations don't know this. So listen. Listen, pastors. Listen, deacons. When you order these big books, these cases of big books for your ministry to help you explain the Bible, how could they explain something that the Almighty never gave them? Now, if you know, if you go to any worship place, you have to notice this, that you got your own Bible. But then why is the one teaching you reading out a Bible that was already been, the deck been stacked already? Explain what the Bible's saying. So that then and there, your alarm should go off. Anybody teach with the Bible and with the sermon book, then you know that's not from the Almighty. Because he said, this book, if you learn how to precept your Bible, you will get the answer. You ain't got to go and spend that kind of money on buying a box of books every month. That money can be going on something else. See? So I noticed that. I mean, you know, I ain't going to call you out, but I noticed that. What you got the other books for? This the book you need right here, the Bible. And you don't let nobody stand before you read a New King James Bible. That book is doctored up. You read the old King James Bible, the 1611, with the whole 80 books in it. And that's when you get the understanding of it. You don't need no sermon and no New King James Bible, and this is supposed to be the keynote speaker reading out a King James Bible, New King James Bible. But you know, I just took notes. I just took notes on it. But one thing about it, we know this tape going to get back because we heard all over the world and just about every minister taking notes, and you know exactly what we're talking about, that you got to put a stop to that. Because all when you get the blessing, you got to be clear that the blessing comes when you find out everything you need from this book. This book gives you your answer. You don't need no sermon book. Now, good, we got that out the way. Matter of fact, let me give me one more, Brother Mackay, on that one. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. I need one more hit on that. But he's going to explain himself, but 9, verse 8. Look what it says in Isaiah 9, verse 8. Got to get another hit out of that, 9, verse 8.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, Yahuwah sent a word unto Israel, and it hath lightened upon Israel.
You see that? So you see where the word came to? So the word came to Israel, and it lighted up on Israel. You got it? That's the stuff, see, right? Nah, that's good. So we got enough out of that one verse. See, you don't have to have no sermon book. All you got to be in the right spirit of the Almighty, and he'll give you the answer in that very same hour. You ain't got to spend money on a case of books outside of the book. Come back to the elder, and we're going to look at another verse that we, so we got, see all that precept was in that one book? That's nice. So now we're going back and get a little bit more by going to Isaiah. So you have to watch this. If you're going to, now, if you're going to, you know, be one of the keynote speakers, that's a good thing. But, you know, you ain't going to be taught. You go to teach. And you know the things about teachers that's reading from a New King James Bible, and all the teachers reading from a sermon book. What you need a sermon book for? Isaiah 42. Now, here, take your time. Now, we're going to talk at 19 real good. Now, we're on verse number 20. Take your time and read verse 20 there. Elder, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Isaiah 42, chapter 42, verse number 20. 20 says, seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not.
Read that again, a little more audio, Elder. Bring that verse out 20 with a little more audio. Listen real good to verse 20. Listen to this again.
Verse number 20 says, seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not.
You see that? So now, so we clear that he's talking about a people. They see everything. But they understand nothing, and that same thing that when Paul was pulling that verse, he was pulling everything back to the Romans. He's telling the Romans about the Gentiles. That's what he's telling the Romans about. Keep that in your mind. We ain't through with that. We just let the Spirit lead the lesson. Now, what he says in verse 22, he's talking real good. He's talking to Elder. Now bring it out in grand style in verse 22.
Verse 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are not for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith, restore.
He says, this is the people that's robbed and spoiled, and they hear, well, what do you hear there, man? Hey,
in prison.
What do you hear?
They're hid in prison houses.
They're hid in prison houses. And they're hid in prison houses. But we read earlier, Jeremiah, if you sin from the Almighty, you're supposed to be turned from their wicked ways. They hid in prison houses. The last 25, 30 years, I got a prison ministry. You got a prison ministry? That means you're supposed to be turning them from their wicked ways then. Huh? And you supposed to tell them who they are. And in the same token, you putting It's just as worse than you coming in with an electric chair if you come with a cross all over you. What's the difference between an electric chair and a cross? They done the same thing. The cross and the electric chair is the same thing. So we could get down to the names now. So now, you say they hid in prison houses. So he's talking about a people that's, and what was said, what the statement was said, you know, it's about 2 million of black folks in the prison houses. And I just ended up taking notes. 2 million of them. And I got a prison ministry that's 25, I've been doing it for 25 to 30 years. And it's 2 million, and I'm looking at you, that you got crosses everywhere. You might well have an electric chair on you, because that number of death sentences what you see. But we know how to hold our peace. But we did say, you know, we're gonna teach on what we sing. Now it'd be a disservice if we do not teach on what we sing. So we don't know how they're going to bring it out. We're just going to bring it out. Now, so he said these people are hid in prison houses. I need to know some more information on these people that are hid in prison houses in the next verse. What the next verse say?
Verse 23. Who among you will give an ear to hear this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come?
Read that again, Elder.
Verse 23 says, who among you will give an ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come?
He said, who's gonna hear this? He said, who's gonna pay attention to this and start hearing what, and hearken mean listen? Who will listen at the time to come? Verse 24.
Verse 24 says, who gave Jacob, Israel, for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, transgressed? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his laws, Torah instructions.
So now look, we're going to find out. Look, we're going to find out the one that hid in prison houses is not Christians, is not Muslims. He said the one he come out is the one that carry these titles of Christian, Muslim, Judaism, and all that. But he put a specific name on all of the one carrying these titles, call out a name. And what name did he call out in verse 24? The one here in prison house. He called them by their biblical name. Their biblical name. See what will happen? We got every leader that goes into a penal institution. What they bring them is the cross. You might as well bring them the electric chair. And you have made a meal off of these people's for 25, 30 years, and never told these people who they really are, how did they got into this situation, and how to get out of it. So I just took notes. I just took notes. Huh? But you, like I said again, got to teach on it. So now, what is the name of these people that's here in prison house that we can read? Is it Christians? Is it Muslims? Because they tell you in a minute, what's all in the prison house is Muslim, Christians, or Judaism people, whatever. But the Bible don't support man one of them three names. The Bible supports what name we can read, J. Elder? What name can we read? In verse 24.
Okay, verse 24. Who gave Jacob, Israel, for a spoil? Israel to robbers.
Right.
Did not the Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, transgress? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instructions.
So Elder, enlighten this national audience. Who is he talking about in verse 24, isn't it? In the prison houses, and why are they there? What do verse 24, the 24 tells us the whole story, who we talking about, and tell me in verse 24, why are they there?
Israel was spoiled.
So what?
Israel, because they had transgressed.
And why they there? No, sin. They
sin. Transgress, sin, right.
Sin. Okay, they sin. But why are they there, according to verse 24? Enlighten this national audience, why is Israel there? Enlighten them, elders, enlighten them according to verse 24. Why are they there?
Because they would not walk in his ways and did not obey the Torah instructions.
You see that? Now there go the number one answer. The reason why the children of Israel is hid off in the prison houses, because they forsook the first five books of the Bible. They agreed on doing the first five books of the Bible, but their both fathers and mothers transgressed, and now they don't fell on you. And the Christians and Judaism and Islam will never tell you the reason why the one they call all these wicked names today are the children of Israel that's over 2 million in a prison institution, and the reason they bow because they forsook the Torah instruction called the first five books.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and told the people today that that book is done away with. I heard you with my own ears, and I just took notes. And I did also tell you, big dignity, I said, tell you what, you know those seer going to touch on everything you was saying, because he's going to bring everything back to my remembrance at a time appointed. And we took notes on it, and now we talking on it. Verse 25, bring it.
25 says, therefore he had poured unto him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and had set him on fire about. Yet he knew not, and burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Mine.
What did you say again? Say it again.
Okay, verse 25. Yep.
Go ahead.
Verse 25. Therefore he had poured unto him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it had set him on fire around about. Yet he knew not, and burned him, yet he laid it not to mind.
And who was to him in verse 24? Who was to him that we can read in verse 24, the first two lines? Now, who have he burnt on every side? He burnt him on every business deal. He burnt him every time you... He burnt you on everything you own. You end up coming from the shelf stick. Who did Almighty just burnt on everything? Of course, we can read in verse 24, the first two lines.
First two lines says Israel.
Read it. Read the first two lines.
Who gave Jacob, Israel, for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers?
Go ahead.
Did not the Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in
him. Right there. The reason you in trouble, Israel, not Christians, not Muslims, not Judaism, Israel, the reason you in this condition you in today, because you have sin against your Yahweh, and your leaders will not tell you who you really are, and they'll come before you with crosses on, and then come with the feminine spirit of a Christian. And that's why the average brother just in the penitentiary institution, he turned Muslim, because the Muslims have a harder stand than the Christian do, because the Christian come all give me a word. They come like Joel Osteen to you. And this man right here in the Bible, you know what kind of man this man the man in the Bible is? In the 25th chapter of Matthew. Do you know what kind of man we dealing with in this Bible? This is the kind of man we dealing with. We can read in the 25th chapter. And see, I watches a lot of things, and I had to hear. They said you got to come and hear this dynamic ministry. I said, yeah, that's what I tell you what I do. I do so. And I heard it on top notes. In the 25th chapter, verse 25 says what? Matthew 25. Let me show you what kind of man this Bible is telling you he is. Elder McTell, 25th chapter, verse 24, what it say on Matthew?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 24 or 25?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. Okay, I think that's verse 24 should be.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 24. Then he which had received one talent came and said, the Yahweh, I knew that thou art a hard man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What kind of man is this man here?
A hard man.
This is a hard man right here. So, you know, all this, you're portraying this man. This man's a hard man here. See, the mighty one of the Bible is a hard man. In Book of Micah, in 15, verse 3, the book of Exodus, he's a what kind of man? Exodus 15, verse 3. See, the story got to be told. But like Mother Deer read in the verses last night, until you understand, you got to come with one mind, one spirit. Ain't nothing going to happen until you understand. You got to come back to his Bible, not a sermon. This man's a hard man, and it got written in 15, verse 3 of Exodus, another type of man this man is. He's a what kind of man?
The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name.
Is it that? So the man we talking about is a hard man. Matter of fact, he's a man of war. He's just waiting to do some war. You got this man as a Joy Osteen, a smooth. No, this man is a hard man of the Bible. This man don't be looking at no New King James Bible with a bunch of crosses all over it and talking about you being a minister 25, 30 years. Well, then what happened? Who was you teaching for 25, 30 years with your prison ministry? I'm teaching the Christians. What Christians of the Bible is in there? These guys got a name, a biblical name, and it's not Christian or Muslim. You'll say, well, you know, most of the people in the pillar institution, they turn to be Muslims. You can't turn away from your bloodline. They don't even know their bloodline. A religion is not a nationality.
That's right.
So that's why you ministers got to be called to the carpet and the Sixth Anointing Camps of Voices of the True Israelite will clock you on what you're putting on the table, and we'll be like the Bereans in 17, verse 11, and see as it's so. The reason why we're in trouble now, over 2 million, that's the statistic I heard today, because of 2 million of black folks is in, you know, reading that out? Because you ministers, you never taught them nothing. You never showed them what this Bible saying. All right, good enough. Let's go back to the network, and we're going to bring the mothers in. We're going, and I know Mother E is holding something for me, and we're going to bring Mother E in. Let's take a look at what, but we're going to have to meet and greet our mother first. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, from the tribe of Yadah Judah, out of Camp 1. Yahweh be to Israel.
Yahweh bless you still, Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mother. Now, Mother, you holding something for me. And we want to take a look at what you're holding for me, because here's the point. Until, that's why we have to, there's no action about anything. So sometimes you might be at the, I said, well, you know, I go anywhere that if it's by Yahweh, but you got to hear this dynamic ministry. I said, dynamic? Yeah, dynamic. See, you got to hear this. Okay. I'll tell you what I do. You come on, get the old seer, and he'll come and listen to these dynamic ministry. And then we have a pastor there that he's been teaching 25, 30 years at Pillar Institution. Got crosses on and a New King James Bible. And I didn't hear a damn time out of his mouth the 2 million people that you minister to over 25, 30 years is called the people of the book, Israelites. Not one time. So we go on to 2 Chronicles 7 there, Mother. And we're going to look at verse number 14 through 16. And then we're going to find out what happened in verse 29 and verse 22. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 14, 7 verse 14 and 16, and skip down to 20, down to verse 22. Mother, eat. Take your time and get that microphone and let's talk to the peoples of the book on what he's saying, and we're going to find out what is the name of the peoples of the book. And what we're going to be looking for is names like Christians, Muslims, Jews, Judaism. Let's see if we find out any of these names when you get ready to read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14 through 16, 29 to verse 22. You're on the clock, Mother Eve, come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 to 16, 20 to 22. Verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Verse 15. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attended unto the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this family, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be their protection. Verse 20. Then will I pluck them forth by the root out of my land, which I have given them, and this family, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. 21. And this family, which is And this family, Israel, which is high, shall be a astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why have the Yahweh done this unto this land and unto his family, Israel? Verse 22, and it shall be answered because they forsook the Yahweh of their father, which brought them forth out of the land of Mizraim, a house of bondage, Egypt, and laid hold on other Yahweh's false Yahweh, and worship them and serve them. Therefore had he brought all this evil upon them.
He said, this happened to the people that's what in our verse 14, Mother? He said, all this happened to the people that's what in verse 14. Who is he talking about? And he brought all this upon this people according to 7, verse 14.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, Israel, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Well, the Latter-day Saints, the apostle Boaz says, it's no Israel in that verse. He said, how did your mother read Israel in that verse? It don't say nothing about no Israel in that verse. That ain't talking about nothing about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. It don't say Israel there. But I tell you one thing, that verse has been pulled somewhere to make it say Israel. And see what, we just don't parakeet verse, Latter-day Saints. We know if we put Israel there, we know we can go back it up. Let's go back it up, Mother. Let's back up to the 32nd chapter, and we'll look at verse number 27 of the book of Genesis. Let's back up. You put Israel in there, but we're going to back up and see why did you put Israel in there that we can read. Let's back up to the 32nd chapter. Matter of fact, I'll pick it up at 26 down to verse 30. Genesis 32, 26 mm-hmm. down to verse 30. The reason why the mother out of camp won't put Israel in there, because she already had in her purse. Genesis 32, 26 through 30. What did it say?
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 32. Verses 26 to 30. Look at Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Israel, Jacob.
No, hold on. Hold on, Mother. What did he say? No, hold on.
Israel.
Hold on, Mother. Just put one name, because it's called the origin of the name. So he was wrestling with a man. And matter of fact, read verse 32, verse 1, and see what man he was wrestling with. Read verse 32, verse 1, and just read the way you see it. He was wrestling with somebody. Let's find out exactly who he was wrestling with in 32 verse 1. Let's enlighten the World Council of Churches and the Latter Day Saints, the 12 Apostle Boys. Let's enlighten them exactly by reading exactly what it says in 32 verse 1, exactly who he was wrestling with. Just read it exactly the way you see it in 32 verse 1. What it says.
Okay, book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 1. And Jacob went on his way, and the ministering spirit of Yahweh met him.
No, what met him? It's no ministering spirit there. What met him there? Just read the way you see it.
Okay, I'm sorry. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of Yahweh met him.
Oh, so now we see who he's wrestling with, an angel. And we'll take care of it. Remember one thing. The world stands before the six anointed camps. They clothed, but they really naked. We got to clothe them with the right understanding. So we know they see only angel there. We'll give them what they want. In time to come, we'll show exactly what that word angel mean, but not in this lesson. We'll just give you the word angel. So now we know exactly who Jacob have met. So now we're going back to verse 26. So now Jacob have met an angel. Now what's going on in verse 26 again with Jacob meeting an angel? What happened in verse 26?
And he said, Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
Stop right there, mother. So Jacob is wrestling. We're going to paint the picture. Jacob is wrestling with an angel. Now, what do Jacob, the angel, do for him, according to verse 26? What do Jacob want the angel to do for him in verse 26?
Okay. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
So what do you want? What Jacob want?
A blessing.
That's what he want. See, you know, you ask the one that got all these wicked names on him, what do you want? He'll tell you, I want $1 million and a car and a white man or a white woman. That would just, that would be an accident. But Jacob's an accident. Jacob said, look here, I can let you go until you bless me. What he wants is a blessing. That what he said he wants. He wants a blessing. He ain't worried about all. Matter of fact, because he wasn't worried about Brother Micaiah, help me out in Second Corinthians 4:18. What it say in 2 Corinthians 4:18? Let's see. See, you know, you asked us right now. He said, an angel come to you right now and said, what can I do for you? And you would say, well, make me look like I used to look and give me a pocket full of money. That's what you asked for right now. See, that's what your mind is. But Jacob didn't ask for no, make me look like I once looked. He wouldn't even worry about getting hit on his thigh. His thigh was all out of joint. He had a limp in his leg. He wasn't even worried about the limp. He wasn't even worried about the limp he had in his leg. What it say in 4:18, if you can read, 2 Corinthians 4:18. Brother Micaiah, what it say?
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
So he wanted him what's called a internal blessing. That what he wanted. See, he wasn't worried about the, you know, otherwise take, no. He wanted him a blessing. He said, look here, I ain't gonna let you go till you bless me. That's how Jacob is talking. And what did he say, mother, in verse 27? What did Jacob say in verse 27?
Book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
And what happened now? So now there's a conversation. You won't let me go? I'll tell you what. What is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. Okay, good. And what happened next in verse 28?
Verse 28. And he said, thy name.
Hold that point. Yeah. Hold that point, mother. Who is the he say according to verse number 32, verse 1? Who is the he saying all this to him? In verse number 32, verse 1.
Okay. Let me go back and read that 32, verse 1.
Who is he saying this to him?
Okay.
In 32, verse 1.
Book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 1. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of Yahweh met him.
Good. So who is the he is talking to Jacob?
The angel.
Excellent. So you can put it in that verse right there, that he is the angel. So, because you got 32 verse 1 to fall back on, just like they told you earlier, the Latter-day Saints. It ain't no Israel in 7 verse 14. I said, yes, it is. I said, the mother backed up to 32 and found out it is. See? See, this is how you take care of business. You can put it in there as long as you know how to go back and reach it if you need it. So when we read of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, is that if my people, Israel, which is called by my name, will humble themselves. See, they took that verse and go all the way. They say Israel is not in there. So now we going back to find out that Israel is in there. If you go back and grab the 32nd chapter, verse 1 and 26, 27, and now we reading 28. So now we know Jacob is going eyeball to eyeball and wrestling with an angel. That's what he's wrestling with, an angel. So far, we'll take care of the angel, what it means a little later on. But right now, for teaching ministry point, he's wrestling with an angel. Now, so the angel is talking to Jacob, and he asks him a question. What do you say again in verse 28 again, Mother?
The book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 28.
Yes.
And he, the angel, said, the name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince have thou power with Yahweh and with man, and have prevailed.
Ain't that something? So now we even know what the word Israel means. You got a blessing? So now we know what the word Israel means. When you use the name Israel, that makes you a prince or a princess. The word Israel means prince or princess. That means you got power with the almighty four-letter man, Yahweh, and you have prevailed. So you see, that's why it's so important to understand one thing. You ain't none of these names that they have gave you. And when you don't use the name Israel, you take away your power because you have prevailed. That's what the word Israel means. You got power with the almighty Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got a blessing, power with the almighty Yahweh because you have prevailed. That means you got some work to receive his name. This didn't give it to you. You had to, your grandfather had to wrestle with him, get hit all on the thigh, and he asked him, what you want then? How about, want you to die here? He said, no. I ain't worried about no physical thing because all this temporarily. What I want from you is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we mess up at. We ask them, what do you want? All I want to, I want to run, jump high, and skip again. You see, that's what's going on. See? But the peoples of the book said, no. What I want from you is a blessing. See that? Now, we got that picture together. Now let's go to 29 and 30. What does it say that, Mother? In 29 and verse 30. So you see, we ask for the wrong thing. Right now, if a tooth fairy come to you or an angel come to you, he said, what you want? Well, I wanna look 21 again. And I want me a Cadillac. And I want me a white man or a white woman. See it? See what you ask for? But Jacob didn't ask. Jacob asked for a blessing. we want to do, remember, anything you get in your hand that you see is only temporarily. See, right, understand that. Whatever you get is temporarily. What you want is a blessing from Yahweh, not material things that whatever you see is temporarily and is not going to be there. What you want is something eternal. And eternal, what you want is that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're teaching something. Give me a little bit more, Mother.
Yes, it's in chapter 32, verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And Israel asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Verse 30.
And he blessed him there. No, it ain't about me. It's not about where I'm going, where I've been. I was sent down here to act like I was just like one of you and see what you do a little wrestling. But you recognize spiritually that there was something big going on because you asked me for a blessing. So you had, so Jacob knew he wasn't dealing with a regular man. He said, look at it, I ain't letting you go. You bless me. And he asked me, what's your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, your name is not to be called anymore Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you got power with Yahweh because you have prevailed. That was the name. That's the biblical definition what the word Israel means. If you use the name, you a prince or a princess. That's what the name means. And you carry a blessing by using the name. Don't worry about material things like your forefathers. They don't worry about his style of joint. He was worried about the blessing.
Right.
From the blessing eternal. Why you want something temporarily?
Mm-hmm.
You want something that's going to be eternal. The blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30, what did it say, Mother?
Verse 30. And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved. Hallelujah.
You see that? So that's what we got to do. See, these peoples we talk about in this Bible is the blessing. It was for Israel. So Jacob didn't want no material thing. Let me go back to the network. So he knew something. Let's go back to the network and let's go find Mother D.F. Israel. And let's see if we bring her on stage for the night's episode 79. So she came on stage. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh B.J.C. Ray.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mother. Now, Mother, you know, Seer has seen a lot of things today, and I've seen a dynamic speakers, teachers today. But I noticed a lot of things because in time I hear about a dynamic teacher somewhere, and Seer, you got to see him. I said, he will be coming into where we at now, a dynamic teacher. Yeah? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I got to watch a dynamic teacher because I know one thing. If a dynamic teacher going to come and he don't come out of the sixth anointed campus, I'm trying to figure out, well, what's going on now? A dynamic teacher?
Mm-hmm.
We heard one today. He's 25, 30 years. He teach a prison ministry for 25, 30 years, and he got crosses on his neck, on his arm, his sleeves, and he read out of a New King James Bible.
Mm.
And he called the people Christians.
Mm.
See? So I said, well, you know I'm going to teach on this a little bit later, so y'all just log in. You know I'm going to touch on it. That's all. But what I'm going to do, I'm just going to take notes. I'm going to let you bury yourself and take notes. So Mother read in here in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people Israel is called by thy name. So Mother just took care of the Latter-day Saints and grand style Israel is in there. By precept, Israel is the one that went off into captivity. They're going to be plucked up by the roots in verse 20. So Mother delivered that in grand style. Israel is called a byword in the Proverbs to this day.
Mm-hmm.
That's still what it does. Israel is called a byword in the Proverbs because the leaders that stand before us, that stand before them, don't even tell people that their name, they got a biblical name, Israel. And that name came from Mother D.F. Israel. It came from Numbers chapter 6. 6:22. This name was given to a people, and the Almighty, before you read that, Read 7, verse 1 of Exodus, our mother dear Israel. Let's hit it up. Let's paint the picture real good. In 7, verse 1 of Exodus, let's paint the picture on what we get ready to talk about in 16. Let's paint the picture real quick. Exodus 7, verse 1 says what?
Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your seer.
All right. So now when you read the first five books, what did the Almighty make Moses, that mother that we can read? He made him a what?
He made him a Yahweh.
And what did he make that his brother, what did he make Aaron?
A seer.
You see that? There is right there. So there is right there. So when you talk Moses, you talk Yahweh. So Moses made Yahweh and Aaron was made the seer. Now let's go, now we're going to fast forward to the sixth chapter and pick it up and see what's going on with Yahweh and the seer. Let's see what's going on in 6, 22 down to verse 27, our numbers.
Okay. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24. Yahweh bless you and keep you. 25. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Well, so now we got the foundation of the blessing, and is this blessing for, who is blessing, who is that blessing for according to Numbers chapter 6, 22-27? Who is this blessing for the Moses and Aaron? Who is this blessing for, Mother, that we can read?
Verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Yahweh.
So put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Go to 49:28 of Genesis, and let's see exactly who got this blessing that we can read. So let's find out about the children of Israel. Let's see if we see any name that John Hagin talk about, if you bless the Jews, then you get a blessing. John Hagin said, all you got to do, get your donation together, coming out of San Antonio, and if you bless the Jews, then he'll bless you. Let's find out through the Bible support that what John Hagin loves to say, if you bless the Jews that's in the land of Israel, and he will bless you. Let's find out exactly what's going on there. We can read in 49:28 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28, reads, All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it. Their fathers spake unto them, and bless them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
He blessed them. Now, what we're going to find out, the them is 12 tribes of Israel. We're going to find out if any one of the 12 tribes of Israel carried a name, a Jew, Christian, Islam, or Judaism. When you address these people, we go and find out And when you find these names, stop at that verse and point it out to me, when you find a name called the Jew, the Christian, the Muslim, Judaism. You're going to Esther chapter 1, 1 through 7. Now, I'll be looking for the blessing is on the 12 tribes of Israel. What I want to know, Mother, what is their name? Unless he can use any of these names that they call today. Because John here out of San Antonio say, if you bless the Jewish that's in the land of Israel, then God will bless you for blessing them. Now, we found that Israel is 12 tribes upon the blessing. Let's see, do any of them carry the name the Jew, the Christian, the Muslim, or Judaism? Now, we're going to put out their birth certificate by name, Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. You're on the clock, Mother D of Israel. Bring it on home. Come on.
Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Verse 1 reads, now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Israel. Saluted for Jacob. Verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Yahweh Judah. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. Verse 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel, including for Jacob, was 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. Verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them.
Who was the land filled with them that we can read in that prophet that before you read that verse? Who was the land filled with?
Verse seven.
Who was the man full of that we can read?
Okay. Yeah. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled, the children of Israel.
Excellent. So there you go right there. The them is the children of Israel, and now we got their birth certificate in all 12, and every name they call today is not in the record. It's not in the record. It's not in the record. Every name they call today is not in the record. Let's go back to the stage again, and we're going out around Camp 4, and let's find out what do we say if you start to be a parakeet and you bring up stuff that's not in the record. So if you want to be a parakeet, you continue to be a parakeet. You know, I used to have a parakeet, and everything I tell that parakeet, he will say. If you don't want him to say it, you better let him hear. But we got people with parakeets today. They all repeat and regurgitate everything they don't hear. And when you show them in the book or ask them a question about it, they lost because they never heard it before. So we're going back out around Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, look for Princess Leora Israel. And when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you said, Princess, Leor Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah, Yahweh beat you and see right.
Yahweh bless.
Come on, one more time again in there, Princess Leor Israel, one more time. Take your time and take your time. Yahweh be there, Princess Leor Israel, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, seed of Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, this is what we all heard now. We all heard some good stuff now. So we find out these people, and if they're called by any other name, what do the Bible say about that in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2? What it says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 4.
Verse 1 and 2. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I commanded you.
So he's telling the children of Israel, it is what it is, that's what he's saying. He said, now, children of Israel, don't add nothing to his word and don't take nothing away. What I called you, that's the way it is, and that's how you're supposed to rehearse the righteous act. That's just the way it is. It's the way it is. And he said in the 12th chapter, verse 1 and verse number 32. What do you say that we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1 and verse number 32 there, Princess Leor Israel? Deuteronomy 12, verse 1 and 32. What did he say? Deuteronomy 12, verse 1 and 2. Latter-day Saints said we going to mute her. Well, we're going to mute tempo. All right, Mother dear, pick that up, Mother dear. Pick that verse up. Twelve, verse 1 and 32 of Deuteronomy.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get you. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 and what, 2?
1 and 32.
Oh, 1 and 32. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh, your Yahweh of your fathers, gives you to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. Verse 32. Verse 32. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. You shall not add thereto nor diminished from it.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 35 and 6. Proverbs 35 and 6.
Okay. Proverbs 35. Is that right? 35.
Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and verse 6.
Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6, verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6. Add you not unto his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar.
So if you add anything to the name of the 12 tribes of Israel, you cannot call them by the names that the world calls them. You cannot go along with them. They is not called Christians. They is not called Muslims. They is not called Judaism. They is not called Black, African American, Negro, color, supercone. That is not their name. If you add anything to the name of the children of Israel, he going to reprove you and you'll be found a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a teaching minister, a prison ministry, 25 to 30 years, shame on you, you don't tell the people of the book. Every name they call you is a error. It's a, what the word is polluted. For the children of the book, the children of Israel. So if you call them any other name than that, according to what we just got through reading, you'll be found a liar. So that, with that understanding, we're going to bring our mother's ear, and she's going to address this national audience, especially the World Council of Churches and the Latter-day Saints. She's going to address them all. Mother's ear going to address them all. And let's see when we meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z. So Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah. That's why I beat you, FC Radio.
Yahweh, bless and keep you here, Israel of all your seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, we got a packed audience. Matter of fact, the Latter-day Saints told me plainly that up under that where it shows you the numbers of how many in the room, we was close to 200,000, he said, plainly, up under that black line, the ministry have doubled since we came on the network with you. That's what he said. But we know you don't come peacefully. So we know the ministry have doubled from close to 200,000 to double that. So now, go ahead and address this double audience. What you got to tell these double audience, double from 200,000 to about 400,000 plus? What you want to tell them, Mother E? Take your time, you're on the clock. The world is all ears, come out.
Yeah, I would just like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll start reading at verse 33. About communication. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Verse 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak to your shame. Verse 35. But some men will say,
how are the dead? What will one do they come?
Marie, change microphones because microphone, we're not hearing you. Change microphones and start that over again because we want to hear you in grand style. We know you got a lot to say. So change that microphone to this microphone.
Right?
Break out again. Yeah, Mo, change microphone and bring that microphone right in, and we can hear more of that because we see you also. But we want the whole world to hear you in grand style. So get on this microphone right here and repeat what you said because the whole world is listening. You're on the clock, come on. Latter-day Saints said, what you saying, Latter-day Saints? Mother, come on. You see, are we going to mute the mother? We got to straighten her microphone out. Oh, okay. All right, I tell you what we do then. Let's see if we find our elder and get his closing statement out of tape 49, and we'll come back and get Mother Z's address to the nations after we his national audience after the elder get his let you know we're bringing his ministry on tape number 79. Then we'll come right back to you, Mother E. Mother Z. Be back with you shortly in a second. All right, elder, you want to clock for your to let them know who's bringing this broadcast in accordance to the Latter-day Saints. They said this ministry got a double figure on it since they own the network now with the WCC. You're on the clock, come on.
Well, Yahweh bless you once again, Brother C, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, that simply means one thing. That means we definitely must be rehearsing the righteous act. And all that gathering together lets me know that our word is getting out there. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live each and every time with the words of Yahweh, learning how to connect the books about your health and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadam. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address on any search line, intertribeyada.com. Just under the big line, after you click enter, you're going to see a big line. Under that line, you're going to see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offers. Click PayPal, follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember the Yahweh laws that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Saith Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you and your family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites and Tribe of Yahweh and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, at spelling is T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H at gmail.com for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have also a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. Now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Brock Talk happens to end before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh will be with you all. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep those Bibles open. There's still a lot to learn. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Excellent. So we go back to Mama Z. You know, she was addressing his national audience. And one thing we do know, this national audience is heard all over the known world. And everybody got a plug into it. So, Mother Z, I'll come back with your, as you address this national audience one more time. And they said they'll clear your microphone up. They want to hear you, too. The world want to hear you, Mother Z. Take your time and come out. You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read for the national audience tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to start reading at verse 33. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manners. Verse 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak this to your shame. Verse 35 reads, verse 35, but some men will say, how are the dead risen up, and with what body do they come? Verse 36, the food that which thus soweth it is not quickened except it die. Verse 37, and that which thus soweth, thus soweth, not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may change for chains of wheat or of some other grain. Verse 38, but Yahweh give it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed he his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh, one flesh of man's, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. Verse 40, there are also
coalesced bodies
and bodies terror, but the honor of the coalesced is one, and the honor of the terror is another. Verse 41, there is one honor of the sun, and another honor of the moon, and another honor of the stars. For one star is different from another star in honor. Verse 42, some also is the incorrupt resurrection of the dead. It is sold in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Verse 43, if it is sold in dishonor, it is risen in honor. It is sold in wickedness, it is risen in power. Long chapter, I'm going to read 44 and then I'm going to stop. It is sown a natural body, it is risen a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Verse 45, and so it is written that first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickened spirit. And I'm just going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. One thing you're saying is two types of bodies. And the body you want to get is that spiritual body. That's the one Adam wants. But you're not going to get that body unless you are lined up with the pages of this book. So that's what we're saying. So
We're going to run back and see if we can get a closing statement out of Cam Fowler out of Detroit, Michigan, because we see now took the block off of her telephone. And we're going to see if we can get a verse out of her in the closing statement. A lot of days things that we don't clear up a microphone. So Cam Fowler, Detroit, Michigan, we're going to get us a verse in. And we'll take it from there. How about Deuteronomy chapter 1, 2, and 15, the closing statement there, Campo? Campo, Detroit, Michigan, what does Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, 2, and 15 say? You on the clock, come out. We're going to mute her mic. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. A lot of these things. Okay, well. All right, so we're going to see if we swing back up to the topic. And we're going to find out a lot of things in this lesson. We're going to find out a lot of good things that we need to find out. So you can go back and find Brother Micaiah. We want to get a couple of quick statements in here. Then we'll come back to the mother and get Mother E. What do it say in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, 2, and verse 15 in a closing statement? Mother E, Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, and 15 in a closing statement. What does it say there, Mother E? Mother E, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, 2, and 15. All right. Mother D.F. Israel. What about Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, and 15? Mother D.F. Israel, what did it say? Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, and 15. What did it say there, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2, and verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his Torah instruction, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. If thou shalt hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 15.
Hold on, Mother. What are you saying in Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2? What are you saying? Can you help us, help this national audience out, what he's saying in Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2? Can you help us out so we can all understand what is he saying?
It's saying, as you would hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, and his voice is telling you to keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh, then you receive the blessings of Yahweh.
Okay. Hold that point, then. What is he saying? What is he saying in 2 Maccabees, verse 7, verse 32? I heard what you said there, Mother. I heard you real plainly. But let's precept that to 2 Maccabees 7, 39 and verse 32. Let's precept that.
2 Maccabees.
Verse 30.
While she was yet speaking these words, the young man said, Whom waited you for? I will not obey the king's commandments. but I will obey the Torah instructions of the commandments, the Torah instruction that was given unto our father by Abraham, by Moses, 31. And you that has been the author of all mischief, again, the Hebrew polluted for Israel, shall not escape the hand of Yahweh. Verse 32. For we suffer because of our sins.
Wait a minute. Why do we suffer, mother, that we can read?
Because of our sins.
Well, you mean the reason why we suffering because of our what?
Sins.
And what it says in Sirach 15, verse 20?
Sirach?
Mm-hmm. 15,
okay.
Verse 20.
You said 15 or 16?
15, verse 20.
16, verse, 16, verse 20.
Make it 15.
No math. 15, huh?
15, 20.
15, 20.
1-5.
Okay.
1-5.
Okay.
1-5.
Sirach 15. Sirach chapter 15, verse 20.
Yeah.
He has commanded no man to do wickedly, neither has he given any man license to sin.
And what that means, what's the biblical definition of sin, in a closing statement in 1 John chapter 3, 3, 4, 8, and 10. What can we read in the quote statement there, Mother D of Israel? He said, he ain't saying no man no license to sin. And they said, well, we know why we in trouble, why we get whooped outside here, because we keep sinning against him. What do we sin against? In 1 John 3, 3 and verse 4, let's get down to 8 and 10. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Get down to verse 8 and 10 in the closing statement. Come on.
1 John chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Skip down to 8 through 10.
Okay, good.
Or 8 and 10. Okay, 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 reads, and every man that has this hope in them, in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sins transgress also the Torah instructions of the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction. Verse 8. He that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yahweh doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of Yahweh. Verse 10, in this the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is of Yahweh. Wait a minute. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, neither he that loveth not his brother.
That's big talk. You stopping and bombing through it, but you got it through. But that's big talk you put on the table, that Mother D of Israel. So what about a closing statement? You want the clock come up?
Okay. I want to read Isaiah 65 verse 2,
mm-hmm.
and verses 4, verse 5, I think. Here I go. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 2. I have spread out my hand all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Verse 4. Okay. Verse 3. A people that provoke me to anger continuously to my face, that sacrifice in gardens and burn incense upon altars of bricks. Verse 4. Which remain among the graves and large in the mount and the monuments, which eat swine flesh and broth, abominable things is in their vessel. Verse 5. We say, stand by yourself, come not near to me, for I am holy, righteous than you. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua, mother dear, this brother. Now, you know, I'm going to have to piggyback off of that. But you're going to drop the whole lot of stuff down there, mother. So we're gonna go another way with that young lion. Hey, young lion, let's see who he's talking about. Let's see who he's gonna talk about. They provoke him all day long, and they eat pigs. Matter of fact, I heard today in the sermon by we us black folks love to eat that pig. No, it ain't no good for you. No, it ain't gonna mess you up. High blood pressure, gotta take pills with it. I heard that conversation today. What people be talking about? And they large in monuments. I mean, they are packed a place, and then they eat all the hogs and get their mouth on.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that we can read there, young lions, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and see what exactly will happen to them. 18, verse 21. No, 22. Let's see what he says. No, I'll tell you what. For time's sake, I want to get a couple more good hits out. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32. Look at verse 21 down to verse number 26. Let's kind of bring some out there, Brother Micaiah. Let's find out who he's talking about that we can read, and let's see how Yahweh feels about these peoples that do such a thing. Deuteronomy 32, 21 down to verse 26. Come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 21 down to 26. 21 reads, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Yahweh. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Verse 22. 4. A fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Verse 23, I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. Verse 24, they shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, poison of serpents of the dust. 25. Swords without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hair. Verse 26. I said, I will scatter them into corner I would and make sudden remembrance of them to cease from among men.
That's big talk. So he's not liking what Mother D.F. Israel brought up. He's look here. He said, read verse 21 again. What he said in verse 21?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21 reads, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Yahuwah, spoke me to anger with their vanity, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
He said, you provoke me, which is not a people. He said, you don't broke me in anger, a foolish, and all that old good stuff. So I wonder, what was he talking about? Let's go to 28 chapter and pick up verse 25 and 45 through 50. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, 25, and 40, down to verse 50. Let's see if we can find out who's he talking about. Because he's talking some good stuff. Maybe we can sort of pick it up who he's talking about in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Get down verse 25. And 45 to 50. 45 to 50. That's good enough. Brother Micaiah, Young Lion, come on.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Verse 15, 25, 45 down to 50. Verse 15 reads, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe to do all his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Verse 25. Yahuwah shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed because you hearken not unto the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to keep his Torah instructions and his Torah instructions which he command you. Verse 46, and they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder and upon your seed forever. 47, because you serve not Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahuwah shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in the want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49, Yahuwah shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagles fly, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce counsel, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
In 29th chapter of Deuteronomy, there, Brother Micaiah, what he says in the 29th chapter, and we're going to see what he says in verse number 21. 22. Then we'll skip down to 24 down to verse 29. Let's see what we can get out of this. This is a prophecy. Deuteronomy 29, verse number 21, 22. Then skip down to 24 to verse 29. What can we get out of this, Brother Micaiah? You're on the clock. Come on.
Hey, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 21, 22. Then skip it down, reading verse 24 down to 29. Verse 21 reads, and Yahuwah shall separate him unto evil, all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in the book of the Torah instructions. Verse 22, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the strangers that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness which Yahweh have laid upon it. Verse 24, even all the nations shall say, wherefore have Yahweh done this unto this land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Verse 25, then man shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted word from Mazarin. Verse 26, for they went and served false Yahuwahs and worshipped them, false Yahuwahs whom they knew not, and whom he had not given unto them. Verse 27, the anger of Yahuwah was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. Verse 28, and Yahuwah rooted them out of their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into an outer land, as it is this day. 29, the secret things belong unto Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm. So the Torah instruction ain't done away with, because what we're talking about is it's been scattered because of the Torah instruction. And what he said in the last two lines or last three lines in the in 22, you know, something going to be upon you that we can, you know, put the eyeball on you. Pick it up where it says in the middle of 22, it's something that you're going to be able to look at a people and you're going to see what on them.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, picking up at verse 22. Say verse 22, right?
Yeah. Pick up in the middle of it. Pick up in the middle of it. And some people see on these people that we can look at them today that will correspond with what they're working with today. What is it that come out?
It says, when they see the plagues of their land, the sickness which Yahuwah have laid upon.
Mm. So they're going to see what again? Sickness and plague. So people going to have a bunch of sickness on them and plagues on them. But we still don't have a name we're talking about. But he said they're going to be not a people. Let's see what we're talking about in the seventh chapter of the book of Isaiah, round about verse number 5. What are you talking about? It's going to be the sickness going to be on them, the plague's going to be up on them, and they're going to be not a people. What are you talking about that we can read in Isaiah chapter 7 and pick up verse 5 down to verse 8?
Okay. Go to the book of Isaiah. Picking it up at chapter 7. We're going to read down 5 all the way down to verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Isaiah chapter 7, 5 reads. Because Syria, Ephraim, polluted word for the northern kingdom, and the son of Ramallah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go up against Yada, polluted word Judah, and Bashan, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Verse 7, thus says Yahuwah, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Verse 8, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is risen, and with the 65 years shall Ephraim, polluted word for the 10 northern tribes, be broken, that it be not a people.
Well, you mean Moses knew that the one that's going to be not a people is going to be who?
Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes.
Ain't that something? You mean that book told that that's Ephraim is not a people? Although they, and I go to Hosea 1, verse 4. And we'll read to verse 11, and we'll just close it out with a closing statement. We'll get back on this again tomorrow. You mean Moses knew that it was going to be a people, because all the peoples he ever dealt with was Israel. So whatever the people is not going to be a people, it only talks about Israel. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in the Bible. The Bible talks about the beginning is Israel and the ending of Israel. And that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. Hosea chapter 1, think of verse 4 down to verse 11, and we'll close out with your closing statement there, young lion. Brother Micaiah Israel, come on.
Book of Hosea, chapter 1, beginning at verse 4, reading down to 11. Verse 4 reads, and Yahweh said it to him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house, the family of Israel, the 10 northern tribes. Verse 5, and it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Verse 6, and she conceived again and bare a daughter. And Yahweh said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the 10 northern tribes, but I will utterly take them away. Verse 7, but I will have mercy upon the house of Yada, polluted word Judah, the southern tribe, and will save them by Yahweh, their Yahweh, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Verse 8, now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Verse 9, then said Yahweh, call his name Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Verse 10, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, cannot be measured nor numbered, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Yahweh. Verse 11, then shall the children of Yada, polluted word Judah, the southern kingdom, and the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. And they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel.
Mm-hmm. So they got to appoint them one head. Let's appreciate and find out the one head they got to appoint. They got to all come to consistent and grab the one head. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37 and pick up verse 15 down to verse 22. Let's see if we tie that in the closing statement. Let's go to Ezekiel 37:15-22 in the closing statement there. It's going to tie in what the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom got to do that we can read in 37:15 on verse 22 in the closing statement. Come up.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 15-22. 15 read. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, 16, moreover, you son of man, take you one stick and write upon it, for Yada, polluted word Judah, southern kingdom, and for the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, for companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes, and for the house of Israel, its companions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you read that verse wrong, but you can go back over and correct it yourself. So you take your time and correct yourself.
you know, and we keep on going, Father. Go ahead and read it again.
Yeah, I'll read that one again. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 16. 16 reads, "Moreover, you son of man, take you one stick and write upon it for Yada, the southern tribe, polluted word for Judah, and for the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes.
Now, this Israel here is still talking about Yada, Judah, and his companion. And his companion, that's Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. See, all this is Judah, Benjamin, Levi here. Then we're going up into the Joseph stick. So when you read 16, you're talking about for Judah and the children of Israel, Judah, Israel, and his companion. Who was Judah's companion? Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And take another stick, see that, and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, northern kingdom, and for all the family of Israel, his companion." You see that? Verse 17. Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm. "And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand."
So northern and southern gonna have to pick one head. That means one seer, and one seer have both sticks in his hand. So that's how you come about this thing. That's the one head, one seer. That he have the two sticks in his hand, and he to put both of them back together. Come on. 18 and 22 in the closing statement.
Verse 18. "And when the children of your people shall speak unto you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by thee? Verse 22. "And I will make them one nation, and the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall go, they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all."
Verse 20 in the closing statement.
Verse 20. And the sticks whereon you write it shall be in your hand before your eyes, before their eyes.
Right. So once you get that together, then he's going to look at the southern and northern through the seer's eyes and say, "It's time to make my move." Bamakai, we'll leave it like that. And we'll get back on tomorrow. Whatever your closing statement is, you're on the clock for this national audience. Take your time and come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for allowing me to meet the seer and the seer to teach me his word, and thank you, Aqua, for blessing us here. He teach us all his word, the family of Israel. Thank you, Aqua, for my wife and children that have given me for them, the elders and the mothers, the teachers and the brothers and sisters of BOTTY in the 6th and Northern Camp. I want to read the book of Psalm, verse 1. Psalms 18, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "I will love you, O Yahuwah, my strength." Verse 2, "Yahuwah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my Yahuwah, my strength, in whom will I trust? My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
That was excellent. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Back on airways tomorrow night, and we get at Romans again, and we'll finally let children of the book know one thing. Any other name besides Israel, you're upon the curse. Got it? Good.